No, I'm good, thank you. Your family is just the cutest. Seriously, I wish my family cared as much for Christmas as they do. I mean, of course they do, but not like this. The most we do is get together for like half a day and then everyone leaves again. Usually I'm the best with gifts. They're not the greatest. Yeah, I guess it's better than nothing, huh? I'm just glad I get to spend today with you. It really means a lot that your family treats me as one of them. Like your sister? Ew. Definitely not that. Are you, like, sister zoning me right now? Just because we're best friends who hang out all the time doesn't mean that I consider you my sibling. I mean, don't get me wrong. Anyone should consider themselves lucky to have you as their sibling, but I don't really see you that way. You know what? Never mind. Let's finish eating the cake. It took me hours to finish. Well, yeah. Is that so shocking? I wanted to get the lines and design absolutely perfect. I mean, look at these adorable stars. Aren't they just perfect? To the point where you don't want to eat them? Well, I'm flattered. I mean, your dad literally requested that I personally bake the cake. That is an honor. I know they like my sweets, but I wasn't expecting that. He could have went out and ordered a cake or got it from Costco or something made by a professional, but he trusted me with He's great. Just like you. You two are so alike. Oh, relax. You're gonna make me take it back now. Yes, I rolled my eyes. I just can't believe that we're spending another Christmas together. Still single? No boyfriend or girlfriend for either of us. No, I'm definitely not complaining. I'd feel so lonely if you spent this day with another girl. Obviously, no girl will beat my cake, so that's something. Oh, yeah. I remember her. You invited her over during Christmas. Yeah, I was out of town at that time. Your parents didn't really like her, right? Well, I didn't either. I mean, what kind of crazy person doesn't like dogs? You have the world's most adorable dog on the planet. Seriously. Look at how happy he is laying between everyone. She's crazy. The more important question here is, did you two share a kiss under the mistletoe or what? Hey, don't try and change the subject. Just answer, yes or no. Okay, classic. Now you're gonna pretend like you need to get water. You're so weird. You never want to have these kind of talks with me. I mean, yeah, it's just a kiss. Nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm your best friend. You can tell me anything, you goof. I tell you everything. No TMI, remember? Whatever. You're lucky that we need to join everyone else in the living room. But we're not done with this combo. Okay, we're coming. Let's go. Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, Would you look at that? Weren't we just talking about mistletoes? You know what that means? Come on, wander the mistletoe. It's fate. Do I need to stand on my tiptoes and kiss you myself? Fine. Oh. What? Did I do something wrong? No, you're just acting a little weird. Did you not want to kiss me or something? Oh, God. I don't want things to be awkward, no. It was just a peck. I mean, I wouldn't have leaned in if you said... Wait. Don't tell me. You have kissed someone under the mistletoe before, right? You're not answering. Okay, well, the good thing is I get to be the first girl you kiss under a mistletoe, and I'm just the bestest of the best. So, that is good, right? Unless... Did I just steal your first kiss? No, right? There's no way. Please say something. Hey, don't just walk away. Come back. Oh, God, just stop walking for a sec. Please, just hold on. Would you turn around? I had absolutely no idea that you've never kissed anyone before. And if I did, I wouldn't have even considered it, but... Wait. You're not mad? Well, why are you acting so distant then? You're embarrassed. Of what, silly? For God's sake, just look at me. You know I'm too short to try and make you face me. Hey. I'm so, so sorry. I truly had no clue that you've never had your first kiss. I mean, it's surprising. You're amazing, and the whole entire package. Why wouldn't anyone want to kiss you? Oh, it was your choice. You were saving your first kiss for someone special. Fuck. I feel like an asshole. I mean, I stole your first kiss just like that. I had no clue that you were saving it. I would have never done that if I knew that you were waiting for the right moment to kiss someone, the right person. It was special? What do you mean? So you don't hate me for stealing your first kiss? Oh, you were... Wait, what? You were thinking of kissing me under the mistletoe too? You've been thinking about it all day. Are you serious? Gosh, you're so cute. You got nervous when the moment came, huh? That's why you were trying to walk away from me. Well, maybe it's a good thing that I took the initiative this time. Oh. Now you want to make the move? Are you sure? Okay. Close my eyes. Yeah. Can't remember the last time I did that. It honestly feels like I'm losing my first kiss too now. My first special kiss, I guess. Okay, fine, I'll close my eyes. I'm ready. Are you sure that you've never kissed anyone before? No, you're just good. For someone who's never done that in the past, you sure know how to kiss. Better than a lot of people I've kissed in the past. Okay, they're not that many. Calm down. You have no idea how relieved I feel right now. I honestly got so worried when you walked off like that. I was scared that I ruined our friendship. I never want anything to break this, us, up. Our friendship means the world to me. And now having to deal with these new feelings that we obviously have for each other. It's a little new, but I'm so ready to take that step with you. I've had a thing for you for a while now. It's been getting hard controlling my feelings. The thought of you spending your holidays or any other days with another girl, it just bothers me. That girl should be me. I want to be the one for you. And knowing that I'm your first kiss, that's literally the best Christmas gift ever. This is the best Christmas ever. Oh, you actually got me a real gift. Ooh, can you give me a hint? I have to wait till the morning? Boo-hoo. That's boring. Guess you will be waiting to see your gift as well. Yes, of course it's in a big box. No amount of money is enough to show you how much I appreciate you. You deserve the world. Just having me is enough? Oh, someone sure knows how to flirt. You must have had plenty of practice in the past. Yeah, look at the smirk on your face. I'm right, aren't I? Well, the good thing is, you will be flirting with me from now on. And I better be the only one. Or else what? Or else I won't give you any more kisses. Like, ever. I can so do it. Is that a challenge? Okay, can we not do the challenge now, though? I mean, we just... Come on. Okay, deal. Well, we should probably go join everyone else inside. I know, I don't want to either. But I'm sure they're waiting on us. You want me to spend the night? I don't know, I mean, I already felt like I shouldn't have came tonight. Like I'm intruding, and now I don't know about sleeping over. I'm not? Your mom talks about me? That's cute. And I love her as well, but you know, I don't wanna just, you know, squeeze myself in, I guess. But okay, if you want me to stay over, I will stay. Just for you. We're not kids anymore. We don't have to wait till the morning to open our gifts. Fine. Okay. I'll sleep over, and I guess we'll do that tomorrow. But for now, Let's go inside, okay? You wanna hold my hand? Okay, let's go.